Sometime later, Julia Ward Howe, who wrote the Battle Hymn of the Republic, was very distraught about the carnage and death that had surrounded the Civil War. And she called on mothers to come together to protest the futility of sons killing sons and families killing families. And she called for an International Mother's Day celebrating peace and motherhood. She tried to have July 4th turned into Mother's Day, a day to dedicate the nation's anniversary to peace. But June 2nd was designated in 1873 and was celebrated in 18 cities. Now, Julia Howe sponsored financially most of these celebrations and the act to get them motivated in these different cities. And after she stopped being able to pay for the celebrations, all but one city ceased to honor it, and that was Boston. And Boston held their celebration for another 10 years. The idea of her holiday had kind of faded away, but the seed had been planted. A West Virginia women's group, headed by a lady named Anna Reeves Jarvis, adopted Howe's idea in order to reunite families and neighbors who had been divided by the Civil War. And this was known as Mother's Friendship Day. After Anna Reeves Jarvis died, her daughter Anna M. Jarvis continued on, and in 1908 she petitioned the superintendent of the church where her mother had been a Sunday school teacher for some 20 days to resurrect the idea of a Mother's Day. And on May 10th of 1908, the first official Mother's Day celebration was held at Andrews Methodist Church in Grafton, West Virginia. So a Methodist church was actually the sponsor. That day they recorded a congregation of 407 people. Two white carnations were given to each mother that day. That same year, Senator Elmer Burkett from Nebraska proposed making Mother's Day a national holiday at the request of the Young Men's Christians Association, we now know as the YMCA. The proposal was defeated, but in 1909, 46 states were holding Mother's Day services. Anna M. Jarvis quit working in order to focus all of her attentions on petitioning state governments, business leaders, women's groups, churches, and other organizations to have Mother's Day made a regular holiday. In 1914, Woodrow Wilson signed into legislation to recognize the second Sunday of May as Mother's Day. And the holiday has since flourished, and flowers, are especially white carnations, are very popular. The holiday was exploited by the florist and the florist exchange, which we probably now would know as like FTD, and this greatly disturbed Anna Jarvis. She made her feelings known about how commercialized the holiday had become. She was really upset with what was going on, and she called these people, she called these people charlatans, bandits, pirates, racketeers, and what was the other one? Termites. And she said that they were undermining the holiday, or the meaning of the holiday, because of their greed. However, flower sales on Mother's Day continued to grow and grow. Anna Jarvis became sick, and after a period of time, she passed away in 1948, blind, poor, and childless. And she never knew that the florist exchange had anonymously paid for her care during her last few years. By the time of her death, over 40 countries celebrate Mother's Day. Nowadays, florists have their highest sales ever in May. Restaurants claim that it's their highest and busiest day of the year. Long-distance phone calls peak on Mother's Day. The Postal Service has a greatly increased volume just before Mother's Day, second only to Christmas. And Hallmark reports that 96% of the American consumers take part in shopping for Mother's Day. And it's the second highest gift-giving day behind Christmas. So moms, you mean a lot to us, obviously. I found some interesting figures, too, on how much money we spend here in the United States on Mother's Day. On brunch and dinners, there's $2.83 billion spent today. And personal service, and I had to look up what personal service was, and it's things like manicures and pedicures and body massages and that kind of stuff. We spend $928 million on those services for our moms. Clothing and accessories, $1.27 billion. Gift certificates, $1.26 billion. Greeting cards, that's $682 million. Flowers, $1.98 billion. And jewelry, $2.14 billion. That's quite a way to honor mom, I hope. And I hope all moms are greatly appreciative of whatever effort their sons give or their daughters. don't want to disclude them. Now, I'm not a poetry sort of guy or anything like that, but I found two poems that were both anonymous that I'd like to share with you today. And this week I was talking with one of my customer service colleagues that I work with, and she has two young sons, and one of them is in a Catholic preschool. And when I was telling her that I was going to do this today, she says, "Oh, I've got a story I've got to share with you." And she faxed me a story that her son had brought home to her. So if you'll allow me, and keep in mind that I'm not a poet or anything close to it, I'll translate these poems to you as best as I can. The first one is called "Thank You, God, for Mother's Love." A mother's patience of a saint could only be by the hand of God. There is no love like a mother's love, no stronger bond on earth, like a precious bond that comes from God to a mother when she gives birth. A mother's love is forever strong, never changing for all time, and when her children need her the most, a mother's love will shine. God bless these special mothers, God bless them everyone, for all the tears and heartache, and for all the special work they've done. When her days on earth are over, a mother's love lives on through the arms of many generations, with God's blessing on each one. Be thankful for our mothers, for they love with a higher love from the power of God has given, and his strength from up above. The next one is entitled, "Mom is Proof that God Exists." A mother's love is something that no one can explain. It's made of deep devotion and sacrifice and pain. It is endless and unselfish and enduring come what may, for nothing can destroy it or take that love away. It is patient and forgiving when all others are forsaken, and it never fails or falters even though the heart is breaking. It believes beyond believing, whether the world comes in, around condemns, and it glows with all the beauty of the rarest, brightest gems. It is far beyond defining, it defies all explanation, and it still remains a secret like the mysteries of creation. A many-splendored miracle man cannot understand, and another wondrous evidence of God's tender guiding hand. And now the story, it's called A Child's Angel. And this is actually a conversation between an unborn child and God. And I thought it was pretty nice. Once upon a time, there was a child ready to be born. So one day he said to God, "They tell me you're sending me to earth, but how am I going to live there being so small and helpless?" God says, "Among the many angels, I have chosen one for you. She'll be waiting for you and will take care of you. But tell me, here in heaven, I don't do anything but sing and smile. That's enough to make me happy. Your angel will sing for you and will also smile for you every day, and you will feel your angel's love and be happy. And how am I going to be able to understand when people talk? I don't know the language that men talk. Your angel will tell you the most beautiful words you will ever hear, and with much patience and care, your angels will teach you how to speak. And what am I going to do when I want to talk to you? Your angel will place your hands together and will teach you how to pray. I've heard that on earth there are bad men. Who will protect me? Your angel will defend you, even if it means risking its own life. But I will be sad because I'll not see you anymore, Lord. Your angel will always talk about you, talk to you about me, and will teach you the way you will come back to me, even though I will always be with you. At that moment, there was much peace in heaven, but voices from earth could already be heard. And the child quickly but softly asked, "Oh God, if I'm about ready to leave you now, please tell me my angel's name." God says, "Your angel's name is of no importance. for you will call your angel mommy. So thank you, mothers, for putting up with us. Thank you for all you do for us. And this day is an honor of you. And thanks for the opportunity to be here, to be able to talk with you today. And thank you even more for coming. So.